as you did when you were in the service. Can I have an amen? Would you like to know how? Well, that's exactly what this sermon is about. So I'm going to show you how. Can I have an amen? Amen. But are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? You can see how that when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and he worshipped him. You know, and that's when, and then verse 7 says, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that thou torment me not." So can you see, Jesus has not even said anything yet, but just being in his presence, the demon is begging not to be tormented. Are you getting it? Just being in his presence, the demon is saying, "Look, I beg you, leave me alone. I beg you, leave me alone. Don't trouble me. Don't torment me. Don't trouble me. Don't torment me." And that's just coming into his presence. Hallelujah. That is the reason why the devil fights so hard to keep people out of church. Because as he keeps you out of church, he increases his hold on your life. He increases his hold because he causes you to miss another moment of his presence that seems to push his power backwards. Do you understand? Because every time you encounter his presence, his power seems to be controlled and it's pushed backwards. Do you understand? It's pushed backwards. And when it's pushed backwards, it allows you to recover. See, it's like two people in a fight. Do you see? And sometimes what one person who is being beaten and who is being overcome, what he needs is someone to give him a break off the other person just to recover. Are you getting it? Yeah. So you see, sometimes when you watch the boxers, you see at a point they adopt a strategy where they try to walk around the ring a little bit and just to catch their breath. And the other guy also realizes that that is a good point to continue to follow the person and see if you can land a few more punches so he doesn't actually recover. Are you getting it? So the presence of God allows you to regain some strength. And you can see it is in the presence of God. The man had been controlled by the evil spirits constantly. The Bible says always, night and day, always he was crying and cutting himself under the influence of the evil spirit. But it would seem that the only time he got a little break was when he came into the presence of Jesus. And at that point, the crying and the cutting with stones seems to have paused. Do you understand? It seems to have paused to allow for a little positive engagement that eventually leads to his deliverance. Can I have an amen? So the presence of God is critical for being free of evil spirits and gaining the upper hand over evil spirits. Hallelujah. He cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Do not torment me, please. Do not bother me. Do not trouble me. Please, give me a break. Do you understand? Jesus, please, don't touch me. Don't come here. Please, leave us alone in this place and allow us to rest a little bit. Now, let me show you another example in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 from verse 23, or let's start from verse 21. Mark chapter 1 and from verse 21. It says, Mark chapter 1, and straight away, 21. Mark 1, 21. Okay, verse 20 is okay. And they went, okay, now you keep it here. And straight away he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. Now verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straight away on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. Okay, verse 22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Verse 23. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Can you see that? So here is another person who is now reacting to the presence of God. Hallelujah. He says, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. A man with an unclean spirit was in the church. Do you see? And then he cried out, verse 24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Hallelujah. Let us alone, and what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Hallelujah. So once again, unprovoked, or rather, seemingly unprovoked, do you see? Seemingly unprovoked, the demon is now beginning to announce himself and also requesting that, please, don't come and disturb us. Leave us alone. Hallelujah. So it's amazing that the presence of God itself is a disturbance for demons. Amen. It's a disturbance for demons. It causes demons to be restless. They can't just sit relaxed. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is why you need to watch out and also fight sometimes the pressure to get up. Sometimes at very critical moments in preaching, you feel a strong pressure to get up. Just to go to the bathroom or go to some place or do something. Restless and want to be, they want to get up, they want to go out, they are feeling too hot, you know, the room is too hot, I need to go out now. And they want to get up and go. You can
hello.
Okay.
1, 2. Hello. Hello?
All right, listen. It's me and you. Let me preach to you. Amen. The microphone that will suffer, not us. You need to fight the restlessness. You need to fight that thing that comes on. You know, that seems to harass you and causes you, sometimes even when you sit down in your house and you're trying to pray, that is when the devil seems to remind you of so many things that need to be done. Are you getting it? Yeah. Because you will find that one of the things that brings the presence of God is prayer. And when you sit down and settle down to pray, that's when the devil is going to remind you that you left something on the stove. And you're going to go all the way down there and find out that the stove, you didn't leave anything on it. And then as you're walking away from that place, he will just point something else to you. You start to draw the curtain. And then when you start to draw the curtain, you will now fall into a new temptation to clean. And then your phone will ring. I mean, anything that the devil will do just to get you out of that presence, because that presence actually attacks him. Hallelujah. I need you to take today's message very, very seriously, because it is a way out of a lot of our struggles and out of a lot of our challenges and difficulties. Can I have an amen? Amen. Look at it. He says, leave us alone. And I want you to notice how the demons seem to speak in plural terms. They seem to move in groups. Do you understand? They seem to move in groups. Now, do you remember that the Bible said that when an unclean spirit goes out of a person, he goes to walk in dry places and he's looking for rest. Do you understand? That means demons like rest. They don't like being disturbed. So he goes to look for rest. And when he doesn't find any place, he comes back to the original place and says, I'm going back to my house. Then he goes around and brings 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. Because they move in groups. Hallelujah. They move in groups. You very rarely find demons or demons on their own. Often when a person is under the influence of evil spirit or an evil spirit, that evil spirit opens the door for other collaborating evil spirits who help the original spirit to be strong. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, that is why people who steal also tend to lie. Do you understand? Because you can't be a good thief if you also don't learn how to lie. Are you getting the picture? If imagine you're a thief, but you just tell the truth all the time. So you steal the thing, but the next moment they are asking who stole it, then it's me. You put yourself in trouble. You will not be a prosperous thief. Are you getting the picture? You will not be very successful. So the spirits move together. You see, a spirit of lying and deceit is often found in places where people also steal. Hallelujah. And sometimes you see also a spirit of greed. Do you understand? So you see some of the people who steal, you wonder why they are even stealing. Because they seem to have everything. Or they seem to have much more than other people who don't steal. So you can't even explain it. It's like, what is wrong with you? You seem to have a lot and have everything. Why are you still doing this? Yeah, because a spirit of greed that causes the person not to be satisfied with what they have is also in operation. So it's a team. It's a partnership. Do you understand? Greed and stealing LLC. do you understand? They formed a partnership and they are working together to try to destroy a person. Can I have an amen? Amen. But they are all challenged by the presence of God. That is why no matter how low you are feeling, no matter how bitter you feel, no matter how angry you feel, you need to expose yourself to the presence of God. Because it is in His presence that that feeling is going to be challenged. Hallelujah. It's in His presence that something is going to come and rise up directly assaulting to that feeling you have. And you're going to find yourself leaving His presence feeling better and lighter. Can I have an amen? Amen. Now, why is the presence of God able to free people of evil spirits? Number one, because in the presence of God, the word of God is preached and taught. Hallelujah. The word of God is preached and taught. That is why in his presence, people begin to be free. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The Bible says, where is it? For the word of God, everybody read this word with me. 1, 2, 3, go. It says, the word of God is what? Is quick and what? And powerful. Say quick and powerful. It is quick and powerful and what? Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Can I have an amen? Amen? So one of the reasons why demons feel challenged by the presence of God is because in His presence, the word of God is spoken. Hallelujah. As the word of God is spoken, it may look to you like just the words of a man coming out. Do you understand? But in the realm of the spirit, it's like swords are being thrown. Hallelujah. That is why when the demons react, they use words like torment. They use words like leave us alone. They use expressions like please don't bother us. You would have thought that as I'm preaching, how am I bothering you? I'm standing here, I'm just speaking words, and you are sitting there. How am I bothering you? But the demon said that you are bothering me. You are bothering me because in the realm of the spirit, swords are being thrown. Wow. Hallelujah. Swords are being thrown that actually deal with the enemy. No devil, I told you, they like rest. Do you understand? They like rest. Can you imagine when you're trying to take a nap and a little kid keeps pulling your ears and pulling your ears? Now, this time it's not someone pulling your ears, but they are throwing swords when you are trying to sleep. You get it? The demon is trying to find rest and somebody is throwing swords and arrows. Hallelujah. Because you are even going to have to stay up. At the least, if you are an evil spirit, the least you will have to do is to watch out to see if any of the preaching is spoiling something you are doing. You see, and that itself is a tormenting situation to be in. Because you see that the preaching comes very close sometimes. And it's coming to destroy your thing. And you see that what you have spent years to put together and to build in someone's life is being taken apart in a 40-minute sermon. Hallelujah. So you will be restless and it's going to bother you. Hallelujah. So Jesus just, he didn't do anything. He just, the Bible says, he opened the word and he began to teach in the synagogue. And just as he was teaching or preaching, he never mentioned the name of any demon. He never mentioned the name of any spirit. He was just preaching. And then the spirit just owned up and said, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Stop talking about me. Hallelujah. Leave me alone. Don't disturb me. Just let this part of the preaching pass quickly. Hallelujah. So that is the first reason why and how the presence of God challenges evil spirits. The second one is because the word of God is a light and it exposes the activities of demons. The word is a light and it exposes the activities of demons. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, the word of God is light. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it, or the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. So the word of God is light. Amen. And the light shines in darkness. So God, when God's word is preached, light begins to come. Hallelujah. People's minds are enlightened on issues. Now, what the devil does not like is when you begin to throw light on issues that are otherwise kept in darkness. Hallelujah. He thrives in darkness. Most of his work is done in darkness, in places where people cannot see. Hallelujah. That is why you notice that the trouble spots in your life are usually the parts of your life you don't discuss with people. Hallelujah. Yeah. It would seem that you don't discuss them because they are trouble spots. But it's actually the opposite. It becomes a trouble spot because that place is in darkness. Do you understand? You've labeled it as private, and therefore all kinds of spirits are invited in that place. Because if you had a rat in your house, where do you think the rat is going to be? If you had a cockroach in your house, where is it going to be? Do you think it will be sitting in the middle? You know, Romy, can you just bring her out a little bit so that she can just, you know. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you had some roaches in your house, do you think they will be sitting on the kitchen counter? Well, as you are arriving, they are also there. And they just make some small space for you to put your food, and then they all join you to eat. No. The roaches in your house, they stay in the darkness. They only come out at night when you turn off the light. When you turn off the light and there's poor visibility and no one can seem to see them and no one can see into the darkness, then that is where they begin to operate. So a lot of the devil's work in our lives works in places or aspects of our lives that we have often kept as private. Hallelujah. Yeah. And many things that we call private, even though they are not private, eventually the devil just takes advantage of us and just ruins us. And then when it's ruined, it all becomes public. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we need to watch out. Some of us are excessively secretive. You see, and unnecessarily so. Do you understand? We hide things that don't need to be hidden. Things that often are even obvious to the people around you. Do you understand? But because you do not want to be open and because you do not discuss them, the devil is able to take advantage of you and is able to exploit you in that particular area because it's a dark area of your life. Do you understand? And you see, the places that you are open about, often they attract a lot of help. If you were to start to discuss your job situation with someone right now, you will see you won't talk for very long before you start to get ideas and suggestions and help. But when you start to keep things as private, then the enemy starts to build his tent around those places. Because in that place, he can exploit you. In that place, he can cheat you. In that place, he can develop his kingdom and he can become large in that place. Can I have an amen? Amen. So you pull a box in your house one day and you are surprised at how many roaches have been born and bred in this place. They're actually being born there. They have gone to school. They are of doing master's degree. I mean, they are living their life right behind this box that has been sitting here. Because the light does not go into that place. Can I have an amen? Amen. So allow the light to penetrate your life. Allow the light to come into every area of your life. Hallelujah. Be open and allow the light to shine into every darkness in your life. And you're going to find that it will give you great victory over the evil one. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many understand what I'm sharing with you so far? All right. Now, so if the presence of God is that powerful, then how can we cultivate this presence? I'll give you three or four steps very quickly, and then we will close. One of the things you can do to bring the presence of God around you, hallelujah, number one, is through worship and music. Through worship and music. The presence of God comes through worship and through music. Listening to the right kind of music can bring the presence of God around you. Can I have an amen? Amen? See, some of us listen to the wrong kind of music. We have to remember that the devil was the first musician that ever lived. Hallelujah. God set him up to be the chief musician in heaven, and he rebelled. So as for music and using it as a tool for controlling atmospheres, for building atmospheres, the devil is an expert at it. Hallelujah. A lot of the youth today are sucked in often by the music. The devil creates a whole culture by the music. Do you understand? See, there was a time when some songs started coming around. Then they gave it a name, hip-hop. Now, before we knew it, hip-hop is no longer a type of music or a genre of music. It's now a lifestyle. Do you understand? Yeah. So there are clothes associated with the hip-hop lifestyle. There are shoes associated with the hip-hop lifestyle. And there is a life also associated with the hip-hop culture. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. And often it's not a good life. Often it's associated with all kinds of things, drugs, guns, murder, all kinds of things are linked to it. Because there is an evil spirit. Hallelujah. There is an evil spirit that is a part of that thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it comes through the music. It begins. Music is the thing that people start to move to without even thinking about what they are saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Because music actually preys on something that God has placed in you, which is an ability to respond to rhythm and an ability to appreciate songs, which God put in us for his own pleasure and enjoyment. Amen. But now the devil has twisted a lot of that. And he uses a lot of that to gain control over people. So people start to listen to songs. And then you see even the type of song the person changes, person listens to, suddenly begins to be responsible for certain changes in the person. They start to listen to certain songs. Then their character actually changes. And you can't often link it to the two. But you see that people who are listening to certain kinds of songs are beginning to dress in a certain way. Then they are beginning to take on a certain behavior that puts all three together. Are you following what I'm sharing with you today? So you need to watch out for the kinds of songs that you listen to. Hallelujah. Now, music is something that can bring the presence of God around you. Hallelujah. If we worship the Lord and we sing the right kinds of songs, the presence of God comes around us and it controls evil spirits around us. Can I have an amen? Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 5. Let's just read Ephesians quickly. chapter 5, and let's read from verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. It says, "And be not drunk with wine. Be not drunk in wine, wherein is excess. But be filled with what?" Can you see that? Be filled with what? Say, with the Spirit. Tell your neighbor, be filled with the Spirit. Right. Now, do you notice that when it says be filled with the Spirit, then there is a semicolon here, isn't it? Can you see that? So it means that he's not done with what he's saying. Now, how are you filled with the Spirit? He says you are filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Can you see that? Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That is how you are filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So it says, talk to yourself with a song. Talk to yourself with a song. That is why you should not be listening to songs whose words you can't actually make out. You don't even know what the people are saying. Are you getting it? Yeah. A lot of this rap music and so on. Even some of them have Christian, you know, words and Christian things. Yesterday I was having a conversation with my boys and I was just, there's some song, you know, and I was just saying that, you know, just because a song has Christ or Jesus in it, doesn't make it a Christian song. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's like me coming to church, and if I came to church, can you imagine if I came to church and said, today, the sermon, I'm going to preach Christ, Road, Walmart, Shop, Mary, Holy Ghost, Heaven, Father, Spirit, Jesus, Bible. That's the sermon. Are you blessed by what I'm saying? But I've mentioned Holy Ghost, I've mentioned Father, I've mentioned Jesus, I've mentioned... Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not just words you are listening to, but it's, then he said, then it's the sense. You see, he said, it's the sense. You see, but I was even taking it further to say, it's the music must have a message. Are you getting it? Not just some Christian lyrics strung together. That's not what makes something a Christian song. It's the message. What's the message? The message of the song is communicated more, is communicated by more ways than just the words. So the words and the rhythm and everything work together to bring you a message. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the worldly songs also work that way to bring people a message. Because sometimes people cannot even hear what the people are saying. But you find them just going like that. They cannot hear the words, and nothing in the words is saying, do that to your head. But when you put the song and the whole experience together, you know that the instruction is to go like that. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Have you seen people do that? Yeah. Sometimes they get so violent, they take their guitars, and then they start to smash them. And there's nothing in the song that says smash the guitar. Do you get it? But you just know that where the song has reached, this is the next important thing to do. It's the next sensible thing to do. You take the guitar, and then they bash it, and bash it, and bash it, and bash it, and break it. And you see, something has taken over the people. No, don't joke with the music. I'm telling you. You would be making a mistake if you just assume that because the song is Christian or is made by Christian, you know, it's just like the example I gave you. Just because I'm a pastor. And so I come to you and I'm preaching, and my message today is Christ, manger. What else is in the Bible? Give me some Bible words. Cross, Bethlehem. And what? Three wise men. And then what? Mary what? Mary and Joseph. You know, that's my message. My whole message is all these words put together. No, it's not like that. Hallelujah. It's a message that is coming across to you. And you need to watch out for that thing. Can I have an amen? Amen. So watch out for your music. And the Bible says that if you speak to yourself, you must speak to yourself. Choose songs whose words you can understand and hear. I tell you, that song we were singing earlier today, yesterday I was singing it at some point. Suddenly I began to feel very anointed. I began to feel like praying. Do you understand? Because the song where it was saying that we will not ignore their cry. You know, we will be the church and arise. Set our hearts on fire. You know, set our hearts on fire. All of a sudden, I began to be inspired. I realized that I was speaking to myself, you know, and the song was beginning to bless me. Hallelujah. So you need to watch out. You need to have good Christian music if you want to be filled with the Spirit. If you want His presence around you, you need psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and then singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. That is one way to be filled with the Spirit. That's one way to have His presence around you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Then let me show you some two other quick examples of the use of music and the Spirit. And then we will close. I tell you, I'm just finishing this message today. I don't want to preach this anymore for a while. Hallelujah. Are you with me? And are you bearing with me? Okay. So, I'll give you another example. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Have you found 1 Samuel chapter 16? From verse 14. He says, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said to him, Behold now, an evil spirit from the Lord God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp." Can you see that? So, see, an evil spirit has come, and the solution, they said, let's get someone who can play on the harp. And it will come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Can you see that? They're going to play music, and the evil spirit is going to leave someone. So perhaps in your own house, in your car, you can experience great deliverance through the songs you're listening to. Deliverance from depression, deliverance from sorrow, loneliness. Do you understand? You can experience a deliverance from those things through the songs that you are listening to. Hallelujah. The songs you are playing, because it says, let's get the guy who is anointed, who can play. Do you see? And then it says, and Saul said to his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, etc., etc. And then verse 23, and it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well. And the evil spirit did what? Departed from him. Hallelujah. Sheila, do you understand what I'm sharing with you? That an evil spirit can go away just because of the songs you play. Hallelujah. Now, if music can move them to the left, don't you think another type of music can move them to the right? If music can move them out, don't you think another type of music can move them in? Yeah. So it's another type of music that brings them in. But I'm showing you that if you will play the right kind of music and sing the right type of songs, then you're going to free yourself of evil spirits, because you can see the man, the evil spirit left him because of the songs that were played. Isn't that wonderful? Right, next example quickly, 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 14 to 16. 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 14. And Elisha, chapter 3 and verse 14. And it came to pass when, chapter 3. Okay, good. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regarded the presence," etc. Look at verse 15, I'm sorry. Verse 15. "But now bring me a minstrel." Bring me a minstrel, it's a singer. Okay? "Bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Can you see that? Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. He says, when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. Hallelujah. When the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. So it may also be that when someone who ministers on behalf of the devil, when he plays, the hand of the devil can also come upon you. Are you getting it? Yeah. So you may think that you are having a party. You know, one day I went somewhere. You know, some of my church members had invited me to a certain outdooring, one of these outdooring things that happen in the midnight, you know. So I went to the place. And then when I went, there was initially some, you know, it looked like we were at a nice Christian gathering and everything. And then they called me, the pastor, to come and pray. So I got up and then I prayed. I actually preached for 5 minutes and then I prayed. When I finished, the MC came, he took the microphone and he said, "Pastor, this your prayer was very long." You know. So that was the first sign to me that these people, they have an agenda. You see, you've made me come out. I'm going to church on Sunday morning and it's midnight. I've come to your function, you know, because you've made me think that it's a Christian function. No, you have a whole agenda, you know, and you just want me to come and bless the agenda. And when I came to pray also, they didn't want the prayer after that. Anyway, when we finished, we were sitting there, and then we decided to leave. As we got up and were leaving, then the MC picked the microphone again, and then he said, "Well, now that the pastor is going, we can now begin to play the real songs." You know, says we have real songs here. You know, we have real songs that we're going to play. Then the MC, then he gave an instruction to the DJ. Then he said, "DJ, let it flow." So, they're about to release the demons. Yeah. You see, and all of you, let me just take the opportunity to say, you see, if you're a Christian, be Christian. Do you understand? There's no need to play with the devil and play with demons also. I mean, play with God and then play with demons also. It's like you have a nice Christian collection of music and then you have a nice devilish collection of music too. And depending on your purpose and what you want, you play this a little and play. And when the pastor goes, then you bring the other one. He gave the instruction to it. He said, "DJ, let it flow." Hey. Meanwhile, before I left, they were playing hymns and nice spiritual psalms and hymns and spiritual songs because the pastor is around. But as I got up to leave, and I wasn't surprised, the next morning most of my church members, they didn't come to church. All of the people who went to that party, they didn't come to church. So I announced in the church, I said, "This is the last time I'm going to encourage you to go to any such outdooring." Yeah. Because the people brought flyers in the church and said, "Oh, pastor, please announce for us." And I was just thinking, "Oh, these are our Christian brothers. They are having a nice outdooring in the night." So I encouraged the church members. I said, "Please, make sure you are there. Make sure," not knowing I was depleting my Sunday morning service. I tell you, the next morning when I came to church, I was alone. The people were tired. They have been dancing all kinds of dances leading to fornication and leading to drunkenness and worldliness. All my preaching to these people for years, they had come to wash all away with this DJ. I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. Hallelujah. So be careful. You play the wrong songs and the wrong hand will come upon you. Yeah, the wrong hand will come upon you. But you don't want the hand of the devil on your life. You want the hand of God upon your life. Say amen. Amen. Right. Then the next one, or the last example. The last example. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. Let's read that together. Everybody look on the screen and let's read that together. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. He says, and it came, let's go, 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with what? A cloud, even the house of the Lord. And the next verse, read the next verse, verse 14. It says, and what? What happened? So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Can you see that? Can you see how the glory of God, his presence, filled a place because of the music? And the music they were playing was not any ambiguous music. Can you go back to verse 13? You see that they heard both the song and they heard the lyrics. They heard what they were saying. He says that they were making one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, do you get it? So they didn't just hear the music. The music had words, and the words could be heard and understood by the people who were around. The words were, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. It says, that then, the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So your car can be filled with a cloud. Your house can be filled with a cloud. Your life can be filled with a cloud, depending on what type of music you have going on in that car. Depending on what type of music you have going on at the party. Depending on what type of music going on in your apartment. Or your house or your car or your apartment can be filled with evil spirits. A different kind of cloud. A dark cloud. You will see that you are even in your house and you are afraid. Yeah. You will be in your house and you think things are moving around in your house. Because the type of song that you are playing in your house is bringing certain types of evil spirits in your house. Many years ago, I left my radio on one afternoon. I was taking a nap. I lived in London. I was living in my apartment and I was just playing this. I just let the radio on. You see, and many times you can actually listen to a lot of wrong kind of music because you've left the radio on. And it looks like you are not intentionally playing unbeliever music. But you've left the radio on and the radio is serving you. Do you understand? And it's your radio. And if you can't control your radio, and then you have a problem. But anyway, I was just in that place and I was sleeping. And I could hear at a point the music that was being played. It seemed like the music had entered my dream. And it looked like I was having an encounter with evil spirits. It looks like a lot of evil spirits had come into the living room. And I was like lying there on the couch in that place. And it's like there was just something going on, you know, and the song. And so I suddenly woke up from sleep and I realized that the sound was actually coming from the radio. Then I knew that I was having a spiritual experience. So I shut off the radio. And when I did, that whole experience stopped. It was then that I decided that, you know, unbeliever music, I will not joke with it anymore. Yeah. I'm telling you, for any kind of unbeliever music that exists, there exists a Christian equivalent and better. If you are looking for spiritual songs, if you're looking for party songs, you're looking for songs that make you happy, songs that can make you dance, you know, without losing your spirituality, they exist. Are you getting what I'm saying? They exist. If you like those type of songs, you come and see me. I'm going to organize some for you. Yeah, I will organize some for you. Yeah. I have people who have them cry. One of our lady pastors, she's a DJ. Yeah. She knows every good Christian song and she knows every bad Christian song too. Because there are some bad Christian songs. You see, sometimes the Christians go and mix up with the unbelievers, then they make an album so that the album will have what they call a crossover appeal. Appeal to the world and appeal also to the church. That's how they bring a bit of the world into the church to spoil the church. Can I have an amen? Amen. How many like this experience? Don't you see that we need this cloud? How many evil spirits can survive under such a cloud? Even the priest could not minister. Do you see? Do you notice verse 14? It says, and the priest, verse 14, please. The priest. Where is it, Pastor Munene? I will give you something. Okay, here it is. It says, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. Do you think evil spirits can stand to do anything in your house? They cannot. The priest, these are people, when you read this account, you see these people had been fasting, the priest, they had been fasting and preparing themselves for days. And yet when the cloud came, even they did not qualify. How much more an evil spirit that is just arising from hell? Holy priest, they cannot stand to minister. How much more an evil spirit? They cannot even stand by reason of the cloud. They will not be able to survive around you. Hallelujah. Yeah, you will find out when you start to change the type of music you listen to, you will find yourself beginning to become anointed. You find yourself becoming anointed. You just mark it. You will see that you are becoming a little different. Your Christian life is a little different. Some of your struggles, you will not even know where you left them. Because you will not remember a day when I said that I will no longer do this anymore. You won't remember such a day, but you just know that you've been brought so far out of so many things. Do you understand? Because his presence has been around you just by the type of music you've been listening to. Can I have an amen? Amen. He says, the glory of the Lord had filled the house. May the glory of the Lord fill your life. May the glory of the Lord fill your apartment. May the glory of the Lord fill your car. May the glory of the Lord fill your office and fill every environment where you are as you play the right kind of music. Can I have an amen? Then finally, the Spirit of God comes upon you, or you create the presence of God around you through prayer. Amen? Amen. Through prayer. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. 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 It says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying. Can you see that? Being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Isn't it? And verse 22, what happened? The heaven was opened. And verse 22. And what happened? Everybody read verse 22, please. The Holy Ghost, isn't it? Did what? Descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Listen, there is no secret to it. Here it is. Somebody was praying and the Bible says the heavens opened and the Holy Ghost descended upon him. Do you understand? It means there are things we can do that engage the spirit realm. Do you understand? In this case, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. Now, spiritual things are parallel. So what you experience for good, you can have the parallel effect also in the negative. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if you are not praying or doing the wrong thing, playing the wrong kind of music and so on, you can also cause hell to open and release a barrage of evil spirits into your life. Are you getting it? Yeah. But here, the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and a voice came from heaven and said, this is my son, in thee I am well pleased. So if a spiritual, in a spiritual atmosphere, we hear voices you see, that directs us and that instructs us. Then we can also hear the wrong kind of voice if we have created the wrong atmosphere. Do you understand? So sometimes some of the advice that comes to you, even some of the thoughts and suggestions that come to you, you have to even go back and check it out and try to remember when it occurred to you and under what circumstance. Do you understand? Yeah. You will see that a lot of evil spirits suggest things to us when we create evil atmospheres and we create an evil environment, then they begin to speak to us. But as we pray, we can see the Holy Spirit has descended upon him, and then a voice from heaven, not just a voice. It's not every voice you obey, but it's the source. It says a voice from heaven came and said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and in thee I'm well pleased." May you hear a voice from heaven. Amen. Amen. And may the Holy Spirit descend upon you. That is how to have his presence around you. Amen. And then another way is to listen to anointed preaching. But we don't have time tonight or this afternoon to go through that. So I dash you that one. And next time we'll talk about that one day. Amen. Amen. Right. But listen to anointed preaching. That is also going to bring his presence around you. Amen. And it will help to drown the voices of evil spirits. The spirits that suggest all kinds of things to you. Spirits that speak to you, the spirits that attack you, attack your success. They make you feel so low, make you feel so different. They make you feel, you know, sometimes they give you excessive appetite. Even sometimes the type of music you are listening to, maybe it's making you eat too much. Do you understand? Yeah, last week we saw how evil spirits can make a person eat too much. Do you remember that? Yeah. Evil spirits can give you supernatural capacity for drinking alcohol and for doing all kinds of things, smoking things. Once it can catch fire, you just light it and you're just smoking it. Evil spirits are driving your life. You get it? Because you don't have an atmosphere that sort of challenges it around you. Can I have an amen? But we are rising out of that in the name of Jesus. I said we are rising out of that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Our time went by a long time ago. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's pray. Everybody just bow your heads and begin to pray. The Bible says that while Jesus was praying, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. Let's pray, everybody. And just pray, pray for the Holy Spirit and say, "Lord, I want to be led by your Spirit. I want to be surrounded by your Spirit. I want your Spirit near me. I don't want demons and evil spirits and voices of darkness to be around me. I want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice that speaks peace, the voice that speaks encouragement, the voice that encourages me to be more godly, the voice that brings me nearer and nearer you. That is the voice I want to hear. I don't want to hear the voice that drives me further and further away from you, the voice that tells me to stay away from services and that it's okay not to be, I don't have to be in church every Sunday, the voice that says you don't have to be in church every Sunday, the voice that says you don't have to be so serious a Christian, you don't have to read your Bible every day, you need to read other things to stay current and to stay abreast with the times. These are all voices of devils that seek to separate us from the Holy Spirit and his voice. But I want you to pray and just say, "Lord, I'd rather hear your voice. I want your Spirit to be with me. I want to hear your Spirit. I want your Spirit to be with me. I want your Spirit to descend upon me. Lord, let your Spirit descend upon me. Let your Spirit descend upon me. Let your Spirit descend upon me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, blessed Comforter, Counselor, Intercessor, you are our helper. You are our helper. Oh, and our advocate.
stand back.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, lead us to the promised land.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy,
Holy Spirit,
lead us to the promised land. Sing it again. Holy Spirit, bless the comforter.
Holy Spirit, blessed comforter, counselor, intercessor.
You are our helper, Lord.
You are our helper.
And
our advocate, strengthener,
and
our standby.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy,
Holy Spirit,
lead
us to
the promised
land.
Come on, lift up your hand and sing.
Holy Spirit,
lift it up.
Holy Spirit,
come on, sing.
Lead us to
the promised
land.
Oh yes, lead us.
Lead us to
promised land. Come on, tell him, lead me.
Lead me to
the promised land. Oh, just lead me.
Lead me to
the promised
land.
So I just want to be
where you are,
dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar.
I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are.
Sing that again.
I just want to be where you are,
dwelling daily in your presence.
Dwelling daily in your presence.
I don't want to worship.
I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are.
I want to be in your presence.
I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you.
So I just want to
be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence.
Every day
I just want to worship from afar.
Oh, draw me
near to where you are.
I just
want to be where you are,
in your dwelling place,
in your dwelling place forever.
So take me to the place,
take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you.
Thank you, Jesus. If you want to be where His presence is, just raise up your right hand this afternoon and just say, Lord, just say with me, say, Lord, I want to be where Your presence is. I want Your Spirit to descend upon me. I want Your hand to come upon me. Remove me from anything that causes the wrong hand to come upon me, that causes the wrong place to be open to me, that releases demons and evil spirits into my life. I want to be free from demons. I want to be free from evil spirits. I want You to cleanse me by Your word and fill me with Your Spirit and help me to live for You in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me, O God. Cleanse me, O God. Clean me out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let Your Spirit rest on me. Pour Your Spirit upon me in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Your word in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen.